Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Thanks for choosing Felger and Maz to entertain.
There's no reason to touch
them. And inform you in the afternoon.
I think your cheeks are a little loose.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Tom, do you believe this is a championship team? You've been in the Super Bowl three of the last 4 years, and you've won two of them. Do you believe this team can rise to that level, or is there not enough here?
I mean, absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of good teams, and the best teams now start to take the leap forward. And, you know, we have to go do it. It's one thing to say it. This is what we can do. This is what we should be. And it's another to go do it, which is I've always been of the belief well done is better than well said. So we've got a great opportunity. We're first place in our division, and what will become of this season will be determined by how we play and prepare moving forward. Some teams this time of year lose a lot of discipline. They lose commitment. They lose effort. They lose willingness. You know, our team has always been one that's kind of ascended, and I hope that's what this team's all about.
Yeah, that was Brady with his buddy Jim Gray. Last Thursday, actually. I thought that was a good cut, though. All right, as promised, right back to your phones with Greg Bedard here in our Town Fair Tire Studios. Aaron in Northboro, what do you got?
Well, first of all, I appreciate coming in off the Brady quote, because the effort that people lose mid-season, he lost before the season even began. But anyway, Bedard, last night's game, Patriots do not have any speed. We are old and we are slow. And I think that everybody is on crack if you think they're going to make it past the Chiefs again, if they make it to a championship round, either against the Steelers or the Chiefs. I don't see it happening. And can I just say that I got way too excited last night about Hecker. What a punter.
He is amazing. You know, Aaron,
oh my gosh.
I was just saying this in the break. And Aaron, call anytime. That is a great phone, sir. Thank you for that phone.
Do you remember when...
Can we turn that down?
Yeah, what is that? When the Rams came here in Goff's rookie year a couple of years ago, Belichick talked about Hecker for like 15 minutes, and we all kind of laughed at the time.
He called him a weapon. Yeah,
now I get it. That guy's ridiculous.
He's a weapon. But his other points, do the Pats not have the speed to keep up with those kind of teams, Greg? Can I answer? Let me answer while you're hemming and hawing. The answer is, on a track like last night, with weather like last night, no. If the Patriots played one of those teams in a dome or on a perfect Southern California night, they'd be in deep trouble.
Well,
playing one of those teams in the middle of January, 12 degrees, maybe raining sideways, yeah, there could be some weather neutralization going on there.
Well, what about the Super Bowl
that they almost won? Okay, so, I don't know if they're equipped to do it like they have been in the past. I don't know if they're equipped to put up 40.
Well, okay. But in general, I was going to say, your speed question? No. But can they find a way to hang in the game and then Brady's the difference at the end of the game? Yes, just like they did in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they don't have the speed of those teams.
No, not on offense, not in the secondary. Nowhere.
They don't. Could they muck it up? Probably.
So then, Greg, you said there's no way to defend it, though. Like, how do they do it? How would they hang in?
A lot of zone, a lot of tackling.
You have to tackle well. You have to. You have to be fast. You have to cover. You have to, you know, at least, you know, threaten routes and disrupt them that way, and you have to tackle extraordinarily well, which the Patriots did not do in the Super Bowl.
Billy in Rhode Island. Billy, what do you got for us today?
I don't want to hear about Butler. How you doing, Felga? I would agree with Mez on this one. Devin McCourty, I think he's really plays deep. You don't see him in the picture too much. Either he's guessing wrong or he's not there, but whatever's happening, I watch the games. I don't hear a lot about him. Secondly, I'd like to see Dorsett in the game in emotion. I think he's quick. He can go in emotion and start lighting up these defenders to get.
Okay, I'm sorry, Billy. I'm going to cut you. I don't care if he's in motion or not, but I've been talking about Dorsett now for a couple of weeks.
Yes.
He's just more of a possession guy.
Please play him.
He's a route runner. He's done with good footwork. I don't think he's a great player, but at least he's a little more precise. He'll run a square out, a square in. He'll square off his cuts, which Josh Gordon I don't feel like really does. It slants and deep down the field. I think Dorsett plays the way Brady likes his receivers to play. I don't know. I would definitely move Dorsett more in there.
I mean, yeah, what happened there, Greg? Because in the early part of the year, we looked at some 25 out of 30, Brady was going in.
It was Gordon. I mean, as soon as they put Gordon, they had him play every snap. Dorsett took a seat on the bench. Now, I'm hoping that their self-scout this past week said, and with six games left and with the first round bye now in jeopardy, that I hope they come out of this bye and they say, all right, let's stop screwing around. All right, what is our best unit as far as moving the ball down to down? And probably it's, sorry, Josh, you're taking a seat and you're now playing about half the snaps. And now we're going Dorsett, Edelman, Hogan, Gronkowski for a majority with James White. Let's just roll with that and see how it looks, because I'm sick of watching the other stuff.
Me too. I'm sick of Josh. I was sick of Josh Gordon before he even stepped on the field.
Well, he's a weapon.
Joe and Peabody. Yes, Joe.
Hey, gentlemen. So, Matt, I couldn't believe, Devin McCourty. I couldn't agree more. What is up with that guy? I mean, Billy kind of stole my thunder with that. But as far as Greg, I just wanted to say I can't agree more about that. My son and I, we watch a lot of college ball. And it's half scrubs, and the other half is all trying to beat Patrick Mahomes, or they're trying to be, you know, and it's all started with that Aaron Rodgers sliding out the pocket with that nice,
it all started with Oregon and that sort of offense. That didn't start with Aaron Rodgers. And I know what Greg's saying. Like, I don't feel like it's infected the pro game as badly, because the college game to me is all read option runs out of the shotgun, wide receiver screens, you know.
Have you watched the Patriots offense lately? Have you seen how many times they've started to run read option? The Patriots. They do. I mean, it's not read option with Brady, but it's play action. They've changed their play action to where it's not as much under center. It's Brady and shotgun. How many times have they run that pop pass?
Yeah.
I mean, it's coming. It's here. And if Josh McDaniels had his druthers and probably Belichick,
they have a quarterback who could move and they do it.
Exactly.
Really?
I mean, why do you think...
Oh, see, I think so, too. I think McDaniels wants a guy who can move.
Drafted. Yeah. I mean, that's... I think they want to get there at some point.
McDaniels wants a guy who can move.
You think the Patriots want to get to the college style? The whole NFL wants to get to the college style?
Josh wants to do what you saw last night. All these different routes, putting people in a bind. I think, you know, I'm not... I don't want this to come out wrong.
No, say it!
But have it come out wrong.
Say it!
Because Brady's been here for so long, they've had to basically keep the offense Tom Brady-centric.
So you're saying Tom Brady's a dinosaur. Put that in the processor. The game's passed him by.
No.
Let me tighten it up for you, Bedard.
I didn't say that.
No, what you're saying is they've tailored their offense to their quarterback, which is what any team would do, which is fine. But the game is changing, and quarterbacks are mobile now, and Brady's the last of a dying breed. So there you go. Say it that way. Brady's the last of a dying breed.
But it's okay. So you think the whole league wants to go read option, shotgun 90% of the time, sideways runs, the whole thing?
Yep. I think Josh drooling over the prospect of doing that.
I agree with him.
And I think they had the guy that they thought was going to do that. That was going to be the next phase of the Patriots offense.
Yep. And that's also why they drafted Sony Michel.
Yep.
Like, they want a back in face. They want the whole, they're gearing up for
Sony
the next.
Michel.
Yes, yep. They're gearing up for the next wave. Totally are. McDaniels wants a mobile quarterback. I have always felt that.
And to tell you the truth, maybe that's why they haven't exactly been in a rush to replace Rob Gronkowski. Because I don't think they're really going to have much of a tight end anymore. I think they're going to go, well, if they could ever
Jacob
figure
Hollister.
Out how to. Jacob Hollister is a perfect, you know, guy for that type of offense. Doesn't block real well, but can get down the field, catch the ball.
Dalark. You know,
Zach Ertz.
Yeah, but Aaron Hernandez.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a space game.
Jeez. John in Leominster. Yes, John.
Hey, I don't know why you guys are getting all worked up about a bad week last week.
We get worked up about everything. I hate when people say that. The whole idea is to get worked up, John. If we're not going to get worked up, we'll talk about something else or do something else. The whole point to watch this and then do a show on it is to get worked up about it.
Speak for yourself.
And
I don't
get
worked up.
And they had 10 points against a team that gave up 38 to the Colts.
So we're going to continue to watch this stuff and then get worked up about it. Okay? That's the deal. You don't care when we get worked up when they win, do you?
Oh.
Go ahead. Sorry.
You think that Mahomes and Reed are going to beat you in the playoffs? You think Roethlisberger, who was going to retire a few years ago, and Tom's saying, I'll beat you in the playoffs? No way.
Depends
Brady and Belichick.
Okay, baby.
Josh, that's the million-dollar question.
Depends where the game is. Can Kansas City beat you in Kansas City? Can Pittsburgh beat you in Pittsburgh? Although I still like the Patriots in Pittsburgh, but I think home field's really important for this team. I do.
I totally agree with you.
It's just one of those teams. I think. You know what? I was just about to say that there's some teams that would not have mattered, but you know what? It's mattered for all these Patriots teams. Just about. The only time it didn't matter for the first incarnation, the Patriots dynasty 1.0. You know, to you, Kearns.
Sure. '01 to '04.
The '01 to '04 team. They beat teams all over the place. They beat Indy and Indy. They beat Pittsburgh and Pittsburgh. They beat you wherever. Since the 2.0 version, they needed to be at home.
And you know why they beat anyone anywhere in 01?
They were tough defensively.
They played defense, and defense travels. Now they don't play defense, at least not like they used to. So to me, that's what the change is. But back then, they could beat anybody in any game.
When's the last time you won a road playoff game, Murray? Last road playoff game.
That would be 04, Pittsburgh.
06, San
Diego.
06, San Diego. And
right.
You took playing one of the great gutless loser teams and coaches, Marty Schottenheimer,
yep.
In the history of the league. That was your last road win, and let's be honest, that was a gift.
Oh, they stole that. Brady was garbage in that game.
06. Now, you've been playing. I think you've only played like 3 or 4 games since then on the road, but it's always mattered whether you've been good or like this team, not quite as good. So don't delude yourself. 10 questions with Bedard right after this.
This is Felger and Mass on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
I just don't know what to say anymore.
Wrong, sorry.
It's Felger and Mass.
They could use a good ass kicking.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
You want the answer? You've got to ask the question.
Do you have an opinion based on if you had to go with your gut, which way it would go?
Sometimes you have to ask it over and over and over again.
Why?
This is 10 Questions with Greg Bedard and Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, we do this every week with Bedard. 10 questions around the league in 10 minutes, so we have to stay on time. So we have buzzers to get us from one question to the next, and we put that with a little piece of sound. And Jimmy, it's Billy actually today, has some options for us. What are they today, William?
One person I definitely wouldn't trade for is Mike Sargeron. That guy is a ball.
Okay, there it is, a Sarge one. Maz cackling.
I'm starting to think this guy's a con man.
Con man?
Con man.
Guess who he's talking about, Bedard?
I don't know.
Mookie Betts.
Mookie.
What?
Well, there you go.
Mookie Betts is a con man?
Con man, yeah. In other words, who do you feel is a more beatable opponent?
San Diego. Oh, the Chargers, LA. Yeah. LA. Sorry. Yeah. Bad habit. I'm sorry.
617-77. So don't act like, Jets, idiot. That's a good one. I think Tennessee top to bottom is a better team.
Than Houston?
I do.
I don't.
I do.
I don't.
He's real convincing.
High-level debate there. And Felger has hit it, Jimmy.
One person I definitely would trade for is Mike Sargeron. That guy is a ball.
Number 10. What former Patriots player still in the league would you like back in New England? Name one.
Akeem Hicks.
Ooh, good
Akeem
one.
Hicks is the answer. Murray and I talked about this yesterday. Did you see that Sunday night game, Murray?
Oh, man. It made me so mad. A sack, 2 quarterback hits, and I think he had 5 or 6 tackles for losses in that game.
Oh, my God. Awesome. He was, again, the analogy is Jefferson from Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Jefferson. There's Jefferson. Jefferson.
When they messed with his car. This guy was, this Hicks?
He was better than Khalil Mack in that game.
Oh, my God. Akeem Hicks. Maz, I'm not going to let you answer.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
The thing is, you know, unlike years past, there's now a list of guys.
Yeah.
Where it used to be, guys would leave and you never missed them. Hakeem Hicks, Brandon Cooks, Chandler Jones leads the league in sacks last year.
Danny Amendola.
I'll take Danny Amendola any day of the week. Garoppolo. I mean, it's now like they let players go that you actually miss. Next. Number nine, are the Steelers for real, Greg?
No. No, they're still the same choky, leaky Steelers that they've always been. I mean, you know, look at Connor, the running back.
Oh, my God.
I mean, they should have won that game easily like three different times. They wouldn't do it. They fell behind on the road. And then you got Mike Tomlin acting for the cameras after the game, beating his chest, coming off the field. That guy is going to beat Bill Belichick. That guy.
You're saying he's not?
He is not.
Yeah, they're for real. I mean, I respect the talent on the Steelers, and it's I think every team in the league has flaws.
Yeah, I think that they're for real. They dominated and looked complete against Carolina a couple of weeks ago, and I think that good teams find a way to win games they have no business winning like they did against Jacksonville on Sunday, despite their dumb coach.
And I think the fact that they ditched the running back and said beat it to Le'Veon Bell is the best thing they have going for him. And wouldn't it be just like it? Wouldn't it be just, you know, the 10,000 example of the running back not mattering that they go on and come out of the AFC
and win the Super Bowl
without Le'Veon Bell? Yep. You watch it. That just might happen. Next.
I'm starting to think this guy's a con man.
Con man?
Con man.
Number eight, are the Bears for real? The Chicago Bears.
Trubisky's terrible.
So that's it. It begins and ends there?
Yep.
No, not real. They don't have the quarterback play, at least not yet. I don't know what he'll be down the road. Who the hell knows? But no, they're not legit.
No, he makes too many stupid throws and decisions. He did against Minnesota the other night. He was just nich in that game.
Can't win with that guy, huh? Okay.
Not right now.
All right. Logged. In other words, who do you feel is a more beatable opponent?
San Diego. The Chargers, LA. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Bad habit. I'm sorry.
Number seven, who should be the 2019 starting quarterback for the Jacksonville Jaguars?
I'm throwing a Felger Mass draft dartboard thing here because I don't know. I don't watch these college kids. But Drew Locke from Missouri.
So you're saying a college kid?
Yeah.
They should, with a championship caliber defense, a team that was knocking at the door last year should start over with a rookie quarterback.
What else are they going to do? Well, trade for like Derek Carr?
Well,
okay, Derek Carr or Eli. I still like the whole
Eli.
Yeah.
Eli.
No. Yeah, I still like the Eli idea in Jacksonville. I think it would work.
That was the year to do it this year with Eli Manning.
Yes.
It's a quarterback at Oregon, probably going to be the first guy off the board at that position. So Herbert, Justin Herbert.
So but are they drafting one?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. The quarterback's not going to be the first pick this year. He's going to go like eighth.
I thought you just said the first guy off the board.
The first quarterback
off the board. Okay. If I'm the Jaguars, I try and retool it with a veteran. I try and find that guy, that Case Keenum guy. I mean, I don't know. You tell me, is Derek Carr going to be available? What's going to be the best veteran available?
I think Carr might be available. I think Gruden's just blowing this up in a reset. And, you know, did you see the highlights of them arguing on the sidelines on Sunday? I don't think this is going well.
Next. 6, number six. Who would you rather have as a backup quarterback? Mark Sanchez or Colin Kaepernick?
No question, Kaepernick.
Easy one, Kaepernick.
Kaepernick. I almost won a Super Bowl. He's mobile. He'll infuriate your a-hole right-wing uncle that posts memes on Facebook. It's a win up and down the board.
Or father.
Yeah, how about Colin Kaepernick in D.C.? I mean, that was the choice, right? So the Redskins went Mark Sanchez.
Ooh, I like it.
The Redskins said Mark Sanchez. What if Colin Kaepernick goes right into Trumpy's backyard there?
Oh, love it.
Great.
Love it. That's where he needs to go, is in Trump's backyard.
So don't act like the Jets, idiot. Speaking of Trump, the tool bag question of the week. Who's the biggest tool bag team in the league right now? Just, you know, I had a tough time coming with a specific tool bag angle, so I just stepped back and said, you know what? What team are the biggest bunch of tool bags right now?
Steelers.
Yeah, Pittsburgh.
Between Roethlisberger and Tomlin.
Yeah. I agree, Pittsburgh.
It's the Steelers year in, year out. Cockroach team never goes away. I hate them. I hate their fans, and I can't wish enough bad things on Ben Roethlisberger. Right?
Number one in a runaway.
The Steelers.
Pittsburgh. Steelers.
Did you see his post-game interview after that?
No.
First of all, thank the Lord. Like,
yeah.
Really?
That guy?
We can't have this discussion, though, without somebody at least mentioning the Bengals.
Would you please?
Yeah, you got to mention the Bengals.
What? The Bengals are still in the league?
Max, I think Tennessee top to bottom is a better team.
Than Houston?
I do.
I don't.
Number four. Have any conspiracy theories on why that Condi Rice rumor was leaked over the weekend, her becoming head coach of the Cleveland Browns? Who leaked that and why? Any conspiracy theories?
I have two possible conspiracy theories. One, somebody hates Jimmy Haslam, which is totally possible because he's a disaster as an owner and wants to further embarrass him, but he's not going anywhere. The other thing is maybe somebody said it in passing to Hugh Jackson, who is the biggest media leak that's ever walked an NFL coaching room, and he just wanted to embarrass the Browns.
I don't have any good theories, but I think there's some measure of truth to it, and I think it goes back to the owner. That's what I think. I think somehow, some way, it came from him.
I'm going to defer to you, Mike, because obviously you have an answer to this. When I saw this,
I don't.
No?
I don't. I mean,
Russian hackers on Facebook to get Americans to yell at each other?
Like, no, the midday show surmises that it's just Dee Podesta, the nerd, the baseball nerd that runs at least part of the team. I don't know how much power he has anymore, but he's one of the chief decision makers there, and that it's a, you know, classic nerd, contrarian, Bill James, outside the box, sort of too smart for their own good kind of take. That's Dee Podesta. That was the midday show's thing. So our Bob and Easton, our obnoxious Bob and Easton caller, is convinced that Belichick's going to be the next coach in Cleveland.
Well, he is pretty buddy-buddy with Haslam.
Is he?
Yep.
And he loves Baker Mayfield. You know how that is. Mm-hmm. Loves him. And so Bob and Easton was the one that told us Gronk was getting traded. Now, he ultimately didn't, but Bob was certainly on to something. And Bob's thing now is that Belichick's going to be the next guy. So just keep that in mind. Next.
One person I definitely wouldn't trade for is Mike Sajra. That guy is a ball.
Please, folks, redraft number three, the 2016 NFL draft. The top of the board in 2016 was Jared Goff 1, Carson Wentz 2, Joey Bosa 3, Zeke Elliott 4, Jalen Ramsey, the corner in Jacksonville 5. You can go take players from lower in that draft, obviously, but if you're redrafting 2016, what is your order?
No, I just did the top five. I did Ramsey.
So Ramsey would go first overall?
Yep.
Over the quarterbacks?
Yep.
Oh, you idiot.
Yep.
Seriously.
He's that good.
Oh, come on.
Yep.
I'm not saying he's that good, but you'd rather have him over quarterback?
Yep. Wentz, Goff, Bosa, Elliott.
So hold on. You still have Wentz ahead of Goff.
Yep.
I'm sorry. Still, you would put Wentz ahead of Goff,
mm-hmm.
and you would take Ramsey ahead of all of them.
Yes.
And you'd still have Elliott in your top five. Well, that's why your team would suck.
Well,
so you'd have a cornerback and a running
five.
Back. Okay. Go ahead, Maz.
So I did the same thing. I only did the top five. I thought that's what you wanted. So I went Wentz, Ramsey, Goff, Bosa, Elliott.
So you have the corner ahead of Goff as well.
I do. I think Goff's overrated.
Yeah,
what?
I agree. I think he's a system quarterback.
You think he's overrated?
I do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, watching him last night convinced me that more than ever.
He short arms a lot of balls.
Really?
Yeah. He's good at balls in the middle of the field. That's it. The ball's on the sideline. He doesn't throw a great ball to the sideline and not down the field either.
That's McVay. McVay, he could do that with a lot of different quarterbacks.
System QB.
Yeah, yep. My list was the same as Maz. I thought you wanted the top five.
No. Okay, so if you just
look. Your directions need to be better.
Well, I thought maybe you'd take it on your own volition.
Well, if we all made the mistake, then the directions were bad.
The number one overall pick that year should be Carson Wentz.
Why?
Because.
Stud.
Highest ceiling.
He's doing wonders this year.
At the quarterback position.
I didn't see him win a Super Bowl last year.
Coming back from an ACL. Okay. Wentz number one.
Yep, he was real valuable last year.
Goff number two. Okay. Then I go. And
what's he won?
Listen.
Yannick Ngakoue.
Ngakoue, thank you.
Ngakoue, yeah,
awesome. From Jacksonville. He was drafted in the third round that year. I'd make him the third overall pick. I'd go Wentz, Goff, Ngakoue, then Ramsey, and then Michael Thomas, who was drafted in the second round by the Saints. Running backs. Get out of here with your running backs, idiots.
Bad
next.
Directions.
Number two. That's why I'm laughing at you. I've asked this many times before, but let's reset given current conditions. Who would you like? Who would you like as your personal favorite to be the next quarterback of the New England Patriots?
Marcus Mariota.
Oh, my God. You can't be serious.
Horrible.
He's coming due.
Oh, that's horrible.
I'm talking about, like, realistic options.
Okay.
Pipe dreams.
No, try and keep it realistic. I'm with you.
Yes, Marcus Mariota might be available. Quarterbacks that might be available to them. What are you doing? Drafting? Who's your pick?
I'm asking the question.
What's your pick?
I'm not answering
it. I want to know.
I don't need to answer it.
Oh, then you can't say anything.
I'm the host.
Marcus Mariota. What, Blaine Gabbert's not available? You can't go him? Please. Marcus Mariota. Carson Wentz. I went Wentz.
What? Okay, what kind of bullcrap is that?
Yeah, how are you going
to
get him?
You didn't say it had to be realistic?
No, it's got to be realistic.
You didn't say
it. Jesus Christ. Come on.
I don't have an answer for you then.
No, okay. But
if we're keeping it realistic, and now you're really going to laugh at C.J. Beathard. The Niners owe you a solid.
Oh,
he's the backup
okay,
for Garoppolo.
I'm terrible now for Marcus Mariota.
I'd rather have Marcus Mariota.
Who's had three offensive coordinators, was a number two overall pick, who would be perfect in here with Josh McDaniels' new offense. And a real head coach and offensive coordinator. Yeah, yeah, my pick was terrible. You got Carson Wentz over here and C.J. Beathard. Yeah, thanks.
Well, mine is, at least mine's realistic.
What is it? You wouldn't say it before.
You know who they wanted to draft instead of Garoppolo that year, but it was all, he was off the board?
Oh, Derek Carr.
Blake Bortles.
Blake Bortles.
Oh, boo.
Next.
Where
next.
Am I living?
Next.
I'm starting to think this guy's a con man.
Con man?
Con man.
Here, shut up.
Blake Bortles?
Blake Bortles. They coach him up.
What?
Okay, here's the last question. Jets rookie quarterback Sam Darnold is out of his walking boot, but still not practicing, Greg. Status for Sunday unknown. Let's call it doubtful. Either way, question. Who gives the Jets a better chance this Sunday, Darnold or Josh McCown?
Josh McCown. He
McCown.
Almost beat them a couple times last year.
McCown.
Yeah, McCown. He threw for like 350 and two touchdowns in that first game last year.
In fact, not only that, Tim McCown.
You know, you know who would give him a better chance?
McBone.
Blake
McBone.
Bortles, apparently.
Okay.
Blake Bortles.
Blake Bortles, your next quarterback of the New England Patriots. your calls right after Murray's update. He has some breaking news on the Bruins for you here.
Sports Hub headlines.
I believe Bedard was apoplectic about that answer. The Bruins today formally announced that forward Patrice Bergeron sustained a rib and shoulder injury. That's what that upper body body injury is. A rib and shoulder injury. That's what he sustained during the second period against the Dallas Stars last Friday. He's going to be reevaluated in now approximately 4 weeks. So Bergeron on the shelf for at least a month. Bruins back in the ice tomorrow when they take on the Detroit Red Wings in Detroit. Kemba Walker scored 43 points, giving him 103 in his last two games, as the Charlotte Hornets were just the latest team to beat the Boston Celtics. 117-112 was the final last night. Tomorrow, Celtics host the New York Knicks at TD Garden with a 7:30 tip-off. J.R. Smith and the Cleveland Cavaliers have mutually agreed for him to leave the team as both sides work to find a trade. 76ers second-year guard Markelle Fultz also scheduled to see a shoulder specialist early next week. He's not going to participate in team practices or games until after the specialist has had a chance to evaluate him. Headlines are brought to you by Hooters, where the food is hot, the beer is cold, and the game is on. Find them in Saugus, Dedham, West Springfield, and on Route 9 in Shrewsbury. Hooters makes you happy. I'm Jim Murray from Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update at 4.
Michael Felger, Tony Maserati, Felger and Maz.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Boston's Home for Sports. Boston's Home. It's just a command.
Open your mouth.
Just ask your smart speaker to play. Play 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Oh, I need one of those.
I hate jokes. We're not taking jokes.
That joke blew.
It's Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Tom, it's a week off, but is it really a week off? Are you just sitting around doing nothing, or are you working?
Yeah, definitely not. It's actually a lot of work. Trying to get your body physically right, trying to get your mind a little mentally rested, and then trying to get a really good self-scout and evaluation of what we've done the previous 10 weeks and what we need to do going forward. So it always seems to come at a good time of year. So we're at a decent place, 7-3, not, you know, we haven't won every game. It hasn't been perfect, but, you know, we certainly have our biggest games ahead, and I'm hoping that we can come out of this bye week with a great understanding of what we need to do going forward so we can play our best football. That's what it's going to take.
Brady says he's definitely not sitting around doing nothing during the bye, although I wonder. He's certainly not doing nothing. But he admittedly showed us, told us, let us know, was there for all to see. He put in less in the spring. He just put in less. So that does that stop in July, and now he puts in the exact same amount he's always put in during the season? or has his new lifestyle, his new decisions, his new family decisions, his new approach carried into the regular season? So if he's doing less in March and doing less in April and doing less in June, is he doing less in September and during the bye in November? I'm curious. Still got to get out. I still have to get this answer to my question, but maybe
we're waiting for your arrival down at.
Okay, well, could you ask for me? This is your kind of question. You talked to Tom last week. Do you still meet one-on-one with Bill on Tuesday nights to go over the game plan before you present it to the team on Wednesday, like you did every Tuesday for the balance of your career? One-on-one, Belichick, Brady, in Belichick's office on Tuesday night, alone, going over the game plan. Do they still do that?
I don't know whether I'm going to be around for Thomas.
Oh, bull crap. Come on, that's an easy one.
Come on, you guys are credentialed press. Why don't you actually get down there and do some work once in a while?
I don't think Stacey would let me get in down there.
You guys broadcast the Patriots.
I don't.
Oh, fine, Greg. I'll just get Zoe to ask
him. No, just fine. I'm going to send Tucker and Harvard in there.
Yeah, hi, my name's
Tucker. Why don't you guys actually walk your butt down in front of somebody once in a while?
No.
Why would I do that?
Profiles encourage.
Much better.
We're going to say Tucker. Hi, my name's Tucker. I'm here representing the Felger and Maz show. And Felger wanted me to ask if you guys still meet on Tuesday nights for the gameplay. Felger told me to.
I'm going to ask it. If it doesn't happen, I am going to send Tucker down to ask it. Here's Dylan in Fall River. What do you got for us, Dylan?
Hey, thanks for taking the call. I'd just like to say that I feel like the Patriots offense has looked their best this year when they go no huddle offense. They're not going to match the Chiefs and the Rams as far as speed of the players, but at least they can maybe up the tempo to make up the difference a bit. I'm sure it's hard to do with all these new guys. The Patriots offense is notorious for being difficult to learn, but I think that's our best bet in closing the gap with those teams that have all the speed on the field.
When you say all these new guys, this frustrates me. It's like all these new pieces, and how is Brady going to integrate? It's one guy. It's one dude. It's one guy. It's Josh Gordon. So if they're not going no huddle because of Josh Gordon, okay. But don't tell me, like, all these new guys, they've all been here. Am I wrong?
No.
So what is it? Do you think they should use more no huddle?
I don't think that's the issue. I mean,
you don't?
That's a quick fix. Plus, with the inefficiency in the offense, it can cost you as much as it helps you.
I mean,
if you go 3-and-out.
I mean, it depends on who you play. It worked for the Rams last night against the Chiefs. Soon as they went up-tempo, the Chiefs had trouble with that.
I think the Pats have always been effective with that.
Great. They've been great at it. I mean, if that's what it takes, they should absolutely do it. It might be their only hope.
Trick it up. Justin in Shrewsbury on last night's game. Hi, Justin.
Hi. So the Chiefs had 13 penalties for 135 yards last night, and they also had 5 turnovers. If it came down to the Pats, Chiefs, and the AFC Championship game, I think the Pats could still probably squeak it out because we won last time by 3, and they're a more disciplined team than the Chiefs.
Certainly. I don't totally trust the Chiefs. I don't trust them. Between the turnovers, Mahomes feels like he's a little loose with the ball, for sure. And then, Greg, I mentioned the clock management. And not that it was the egregious Andy Reid, you know, like it wasn't so glaring, but their the Chiefs' last touchdown drive, had the ball inside of 4 minutes and then ticking down to 3 minutes to go ahead or kick the game-tying field goal. And it would have been the perfect time for them to start bleeding the clock, taking it down to 0 on the play clock, staying in bounds, etc. And they did none of it. Mahomes was snapping the ball with 10 seconds left on the play clock. They had one play where the guy ran out of bounds to stop the clock. The Rams had one timeout. And you could really have bled it there and got to a spot where you're throwing into the end zone or kicking the game-tying field goal, and the Rams never get a chance to touch the ball. And it never crossed Andy Reid's mind. Never.
Or McVay's.
Was nowhere on the radar. And so McVay did something just as bad.
Worse.
Where he was throwing there at the end, although I didn't think McVay's was as bad. He knew what the clock situation was. He just said, my offense is going to win this. Where I think Andy Reid never even considered bleeding the clock on that last drive. And then the last time they got the ball, 50 seconds, one timeout. And that 50 seconds felt like 5 when the Chiefs got down. Like, they did nothing with it. And the clock ran. And it's like, 50 seconds and one timeout is more than enough time, given how you were moving the ball that day. So, between Mahomes' looseness with the ball, Reed on the clock, just the whole choking, you know, Kelsey starts dropping balls. Tariq Hill brings the punt out of the end zone like an idiot. If you get into a tight game with the Chiefs, I could totally see the Chiefs folding.
Totally agree with you. I think one of the other things is I think both those teams could have bled the clock a little bit more in general. I mean, if you, Kareem Hunt and
Gurley
combined for almost 5 yards a carry. Did you see the push that the Rams offensive line was getting against
crazy.
The Chiefs?
Yeah.
I mean, it was caved in every time. They could have run Gurley for 300 yards in that game. Both those offensive coordinators, their egos are just out of control. Like, no, we have to throw. We have to, you know, show off. They could have easily ran a bunch more in that game and been more effective, and or at least been more effective with the clock, but they just decided not to do it.
Both offenses were pulling down their pants and measuring their junk.
You must
have totally
loved.
Were.
Bedard, did you like that Havenstein pancake block out on the right side?
It was pretty good. I don't. Was that against a cornerback?
Yes.
Still,
I hate those. I hate those offensive lines against cornerbacks.
Nah, it's garbage, Murray. Yeah. Garbage.
Oh, I like when those big baby Huey guys are like, push him down, goal. That was so great.
Long commercial free segment. Our last with Greg Bedard. Okay, so we'll finish up with Greggy. We've also got Fresh Fuppets. I want to run it twice because it's great. And it features the big boy over here.
What?
So,
you're in the Fuppets.
There's a cameo appearance by big boy Greg Bedard. So we'll run that next segment.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Boys and girls, I'm here today to present an exciting opportunity for togetherness.
Felger and Mass.
That's awesome.
Of course it is.
That's great.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Introducing the Felger and Mass Processor, the only tool you'll ever need to chop, mix, and blend audio to fit your agenda.
Was asked yesterday about his bi-week routine. Here's what he said.
I think it's just gotten more and more efficient.
It's gotten more efficient. What is that? Can we put that through the Felger and Mass Processor?
Sure thing, Mike.
I think it's just actually
huzzah! And just like that, the audio's been processed. So, Tony, can you tell us what Tom Brady really meant?
Yeah, it means I spend less time on football stuff because it's really not worth it.
The Felger and Mass Processor, available exclusively at 98.5thesportshub.com. Buy one today.
Yeah, this bye week work has gotten more efficient. Efficient. Well, we'll see. Bob and Easton is right, and Bill Belichick goes and coaches the Cleveland Browns, and Josh takes over. Let's just see. Who's there, Johnny on the spot, day one in the offseason program? Let's see who's there turning on the lights and turning them off with the parking spot. Let's just see. Let's see Brady's new approach and family work balance. See how that works out when Bill's gone and Josh is the coach. Let's see.
Oh, if Josh is the coach, Brady will sleep there, for crying out loud. Like, again, he might as well give Bill the finger at this stage.
All right, we're doing some Celtics to lead off next hour. Celtics next hour. The issues are still there with that green team.
Many issues.
So if you want to get to the green, just wait a few more minutes. Wrap up these calls with Bedard. Unless, Bedard, there's something just, you know, absolutely compelling you need to get to before I just wrap up some calls.
No.
Okay. Here is Grain in Rhode Island. Go ahead, for Greg Bedard. Go ahead, Grain.
Hi, I'm interested in what you guys think about comparisons to this year's Patriots team to the 2017 Patriots before the bye. So one of the things that you often talk about that is that this Patriots team doesn't have like a marquee win that you can point to saying like that's where all the pieces fit. You know, but looking at the 2017 Patriots, I'd say that their biggest win before the bye was against the Atlanta Falcons, even if that. And it seems like they didn't really turn on until after the bye. So I'm wondering if there's precedent for the Patriots team to turn on after the bye.
Okay, so let's just compare. It's a fair question. Compare this team to last year's team. I don't feel they're much different.
Oh, offensively, they're different.
How?
They're not anywhere near as efficient as they were last year offensively.
Because Cooks and Amendola?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, now, look, they had lost Edelman, but I would say I never at one point felt that their passing game was laborious.
I mean, it wasn't. I mean, certainly they're – so let me back up. Personnel-wise, you think they're much different?
I think that the people they had last year were more reliable for whatever reason. And so, you know, Amendola and Cooks are more reliable. Hogan.
I mean, they're certainly playing worse. I mean, there's no doubt about that. Brady's gone from an MVP to the 15th ranked quarterback in the league. So, like, that, the results are obviously worse. But I guess my question is why.
So Cooks over Gordon's a big one. I'm no Cooks fan, but he's way better than Gordon. Gordon's borderline useless. Again, you're throwing the ball 12 times to him and completing four. Like, I don't remember that happening with Cooks. And so, and you know, they have been without Gronk of late, too. So there's been that added element.
But again,
it's funny because I'm working on a column on this, because before the season I said this team is better than last year's team. And they haven't been to this point. I still think the potential is there for them to get there. And I was going through it because basically I compared who was in the same position last year. Now I'm looking at it, and it's the injuries. I mean, there's been some guys who have underperformed. It's largely been the injuries. I mean, did we expect Dante Hightower to be like this before the season? No. Rob Gronkowski? No. Brady's taking a step back. How much is that him? How much is that what's around him? We thought they would stick with Dorsett, Hogan, and things a little bit more. And I think that would have been a better version for them to execute to this point. But they decided to just force feed Josh Gordon. This year's fine.
This year's team, they have two losses where they scored 10 points, including this last
game. Okay, like we said, they're clearly playing worse. The question is, I don't...
The offense was better last year.
Why?
Brady's a big one, too. I mean, don't leave Brady out. To me, Brady's a big one, too. Like, and so, like, instinctively, I wanted to say to you, the Hogan of this year is worse than the Hogan of last year. But is that on him or is that on Brady?
Yeah, I don't feel that way. And I think, you know, Gronk out, but Edelman's in. Like, that's sort of a wash. So then it comes down to the Cooks, Amendolas versus the Cordell Patterson's and the Josh Gordon's. I feel you.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they took a hit there.
I think the chunk plays, and that's why they brought Cooks in the first place. They had fallen off in terms of, you know, big chunk plays. So they bring Cooks in. He helped up that a lot last year. This year they've taken a bit of a step back. Hasn't been terrible, but still they're missing a bunch of easy sort of plays.
So here's the difference. The field might be a little bit better. I think the Steelers feel like they have a little more going on this year than they did last year. I feel like the Chiefs are much better with the quarterback switch from Alex Smith to Patrick Mahomes. You may be on the road this year versus at home last year. Those are all big factors. But if you want to say the teams are similar, they might be. Thomas in New Hampshire on that quarterback conversation we had. Go ahead.
Hi, I know you guys were talking about Josh McDaniels liking a read option. Why didn't we draft Lamar Jackson then if we really loved it?
There are some people on this show who believe they wanted to. And I say they, that Josh wanted to. Josh wanted to work out. I'm sorry, let me back up. Josh did work out Lamar Jackson a couple of times. Tom Brady did, on social media, give Josh...
Lamar Jackson,
the sausage...
Like a thumbs up.
The eggplant sausage emoji or whatever.
Yep.
Right? Like, Tom Brady endorsed him. And there was, like, this movement towards Josh Jackson. And then some people on this show believe on draft night, Bill opened up his butt cheeks and basically blew gas at Josh for wanting to draft Josh Jackson. What's his
Lamar
name? Lamar Jackson.
It was Josh sausage. Jackson, the old Bucks backup.
Lamar Jackson.
It is now the sausage eggplant emoji. Yeah, like a pizza. Yeah, I'll have the sausage and eggplant pizza emoji.
Yeah, but that's that's been my conspiracy theory since the spring.
So that's yours.
Yeah, why work him out a couple of times? And Josh McDaniels, why would he be back other than to be the next head coach and you need to have a quarterback to work with going forward? I want Lamar Jackson. I've worked him out. Comes time to draft him. We're taking the fat kid from Georgia.
Exactly. Yeah, the fat kid from Georgia.
But what about the next pick? We're taking the hurt kid from Georgia. No! And Josh McDaniels screams to this guy.
Oh, I think he totally wants a quarterback that can run. I mean, you know, and I think the more I think about it, he does. He probably drives home some night saying, can you believe they saddled me with this guy who's got lead in his ass? This 41-year-old lead in his ass quarterback, and I could have a guy who can run.
Yeah, can you believe they saddled me with a guy who's a multiple MVP winner, Super Bowl, the greatest quarterback of all time? Oh, man, I can't believe they did that to me.
So on that note, Greg, we're going to take you out here to the Fuppets, Fresh Fuppets from Hardy. brilliant invention.
I'm sure it's very fair to me and
of the heart. It's really once again mocking me mostly, but you do make an appearance. You make an appearance, also
a cameo by Bedard in the Fuppet.
Also a cameo by Jimmy Stewart. And if you've never seen Jimmy Stewart's Fuppet, the reveal is just the first time Hardy revealed Stewart on the Fuppets. I like threw up in my mouth. I laughed so hard. It was just tremendous. So
I peed my pants.
So we're going to take this right into the top of the hour. There's no commercials. There's an update. And we come back and talk about the sad sack Boston Celtics. But we'll say goodbye to Bedard with his first edition and his premiere and his debut in the Fuppets to Hardy. This is a simulcast radio simulcast.
Collaboration.
Yes, so you'll see it live on TV. If you're listening on the radio, you'll get a listen. Log on to our Facebook, Twitter pages, whatever, blah, 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 on social media, and you can see it.
Call your mom, Greg. Tell her Jumbo's in the movies.
Here comes this week's edition of the Fuppets.
They're going to win at the Jets. The Jets won't beat them. But at Miami and at Pittsburgh, I can see them losing one of those games.
See, I'm not willing to give you that Jets yet. I'm not.
What?
Jets aren't going to beat them, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, I'll pick the Patriots that week, but I won't be surprised if the Jets win. How's that?
What?
What?
They're wretched, Mike.
What?
Did the Patriots will win that game.
They lost. They got killed by the Bills.
Yeah, but you can't use the transitive property.
With Matt Barkley, who is playing golf.
I still sort of like him at Pittsburgh if we're playing that game. That matchup.
But how can you pick it, Mike?
I'm not picking it. I'm just saying.
I think they're losing one time in those four. Maybe
Maz, how can you pick it? How can you pick their wins and losses? Nobody can predict it. Why bother?
How's your office pool, Maz? When did you get out of your office
you're
pool?
You're out of your office pool, Maz, and you're lying if you say you're still in it.
I got bounced when Minnesota lost to Buffalo.
Don't look at me like I'm some idiot. You lose too, big boy.
Flip it, Jimmy. He's picking the Jets.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Mike Palmer, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.